Today's Tanya for the Shchedesh Tammuz, the first day of Tammuz, is at the beginning of Perek Yud, chapter 10, Shara Yichud Ve'emuna. It's on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 330. In Perek Tes, in the previous Perek, the Alter Rebbe explained that the oneness between God Himself and His attributes is something that we can't really understand, but need to accept on faith, to believe that it is so, because logically, how is it possible that on the one hand, God is infinitely removed from the attributes, from Chochmah, for example, even though Chochmah is the highest of the attributes, and the source of all created beings, the beginning of all created beings. And yet we say that to say that God is related in any way to Chochmah, to Seichel, would be wrong. And even to say that God is higher than Seichel, to describe God as being above our intelligence, is senseless, because God and intelligence have nothing to do with each other. It's like saying that a certain concept is very profound because you can't touch it with your hands. So God is, on the one hand, infinitely removed from Chochmah, and on the other hand, we say that God and His Chochmah are one. So how can this be? So it's a matter of faith. Perek Yud. Ach mikol mokim, but in spite of this, in spite of the fact that it is beyond comprehension, and we need to take it on faith, hoyu v'dibratei kiloshim b'nei adam, v'shachech eseizen, since the Torah speaks in human language, in order to appeal to the ear, to satisfy the ear, in terms and in words that the ear can absorb, therefore permission was granted to the Kabbalists, who are called Chachmei Ha'emes, l'dabe b'svireis b'derech moshel. They were given permission to speak of the attributes of the svireis by using mishalim, by using examples. The Kodu Eson, and so they refer to the svireis, they call the svireis eires. They call them lights. What do we gain from this new word by describing the svireis or the midis, by describing them as lights? By comparing it to light, which is a moshel, yuvan lo nuktzas inyan hayichud shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu midesav. It will become a little bit better, a little bit more understandable to us, this oneness between God and His midis. Shehu b'derech moshel, and this comes through the moshel ke'ein yichud eir hashemesh, Shebeteich guf kader Hashemesh im guf Hashemesh nikram moir. When we examine the oneness of the sun's light with the sun itself, we get a little bit of a glimpse into what the oneness of God and His middays are like. And although we have to be careful not to take the marshal too far, because the marshal is limited, and as he said before, that ultimately we have to accept this oneness between God and His middays on the basis of Emunah, we have to be careful to understand that the example is only for the purpose of explaining the oneness, not the reason for the oneness and not the manner of the oneness, as we'll see later. And here the Alter Rebbe says that we understand the oneness of the light of the sun, which is in the body of the sun, and the sun is called Mo'ir, the luminary. Earlier in Perek Gimel of Shara Yichud Ve'emunah, the Alter Rebbe used the sun and the light of the sun as a moshel for how bottle, for how non-existent creation is in the presence of God. Here the Alter Rebbe is using the mashal to show how one, how united, how joined the light of the sun is with the sun itself, in order to understand how the middos are one with God. So there's a difference between achdus, yichud, and bittul. Yichud means when something is united with its source to the point where there is nothing but the source, because they are one and the same. And bittul means that that it is so non-existent, it is so insignificant that again there is nothing but the source. Here we're talking about yichud. When we're talking about creation, nivroyim, there we talk about the bittul of it. When we're talking about God's middos, here we're talking about how the middos are not bottle and non-existent, but how they are one with God. And here we find an example in the sun and its light for the yichud as well. How is it that the light of the sun is both bottle to the sun and united with the sun? So it depends on which aspect of the sun we're talking about. If we're talking about the body of the sun itself, the physical existence of the sun, the light is completely bottled to the sun while it is in the sun. But if we're talking about the function of the sun, the purpose for which it was created, here the relationship changes. And that's why the Rebbe says that the sun is called Mo'er, the luminary, Kamesha Kosuv, Es HaMo'er HaGodl, etc. So we see that the Torah describes the sun as the large luminary, which tells us that the purpose of the sun is not for itself, but rather to give light to the world, to be a luminary. And the rays and the part that spreads and illuminates, which we call light, is nikra eir, kamesha kosu vayikra lekim leir yem. And here's the pasuk also that tells us that light is for the purpose of day. Light means to reveal. So can it be that the light, whose purpose it is to reveal, is one with the sun, when the sun itself doesn't reveal? So the Rebbe says that the sun itself, although the body of the sun and the rays of the sun physically are two separate things, but in terms of the purpose, once we find out that the purpose of the sun is to illuminate, to be a luminary, then it can't be that to a luminary, its light is insignificant. If the function of the sun is to illuminate, then already in the sun itself, light has great significance, because that's how the sun fulfills its purpose. So when we're talking about the bittul of the light of the sun within the sun, there we're talking simply about the physical composition of the sun. When the light of the sun is within the orb of the sun, the light is not visible, not significant, and so on. That's the physical object of the sun. But when we're talking about its purpose and its function, where the function is to illuminate, then light automatically becomes a significant consideration, a significant thing. So we can't say that it is bottle. We have to talk about how it is one with its source. So when the light is in its source, biguf hashemesh, in the sun itself, it is completely united and completely one with the sun. Ki ein shom rak etzem echod shehu guf hamoed hameir. Because there exists only one entity, which is the sun, that is the luminary. Ki haziv v'ha'er shom etzem echad mamishim guf hamoed hameir. Because there, in the sun itself, the light is absolutely one with the luminary, with its source, ve'ein le'shum metzius kalal b'fnei atzmi, and it has no existence at all for itself. And again, not because it's bottle, but because it is completely submerged and united with its source. Exactly the same way, and even more so, hein mideis av shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu uritzeinei v'chachmosei v'elam ha'atzilus imuhusei v'yatzmusei. The mideis of God, His will, His chachma, in the world of Atzilus, are completely united with God Himself. Ha'mislabish b'seichom u'misyached imohem v'tachlis ha'yichud. God is clothed in them and united with them with a total unity. Because they come from Him, al derech moshul kederech espashtus ha'eim hashemesh, as in the example of the way that the light comes from the sun. In other words, because the sun is in its function and its purpose, the necessarily a luminary, a source of light, and life, light, therefore, extends from the sun. Therefore, the light and the sun are one and the same. But the comparison is not complete and not exact. The relationship between the attributes, God's midos, and God Himself, is not exactly the same as the relationship between light and its source. Because light and its source, the light is one with the source, because the source's purpose and the source's thing is to give light. And therefore they are merged, they are joined in their function. But it is wrong, and we're not allowed to attribute to God that kind of relationship. It is not the function of God to have midos. As we said earlier, He is as far removed from midos and from chokhmah as a concept is removed from the sense of touch. Why then do we even compare it to the sun and its light? Not to compare the relationship, but to give an example of oneness, rather than bittul oneness. But the reason, what makes the God's midos one with Him, is certainly not the same as what makes the light one with the sun. Ki gavu drachov midarkeinu, because His ways are higher than our ways, and therefore it's above our understanding the relationship between God and His midos. And yet, to satisfy the ear, to enable the ear to hear, we use the example nishma v'nizbeinet mimoshel eir Hashem shamiyuchad ubatul b'mekeirei. We can perceive and comprehend in this example that just as the sun, the light is bottled, is connected to the sun and joined to the sun, with because it is its source, the ve'eina le b'shein klal b'fnei atzmei, and therefore it doesn't carry any identity of its own, any name of its own. Rak shem hamokil levadei, it carries the name of its source, the light as it is in the luminary. Is called luminary, all of it is called by the same name, luminary, and we don't distinguish the luminary from its light. Of course, in the physical world, when the light leaves the presence of the sun, then we can distinguish. Then we can say this is a ray, and that is the sun. But when the light is in the sun, there we describe it all as the sun. Iskach kol mideis av shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same way, the attributes of God, His will and His wisdom, are really not to be identified, by these names at all, Elo legabi hanevroyim elyeinu v'tachteinu. From God's perspective, there are no attributes that are identifiable that can carry names or titles for themselves. It is only from our perspective, the created beings, the higher and the lower, shahaviyosam v'chayusam v'hanhogosam, whose existence and life and conduct comes from God, shakadosh baruch hu mehav u'mechayesam, God gives them existence, gives them light, u'manhigam, and conducts them, all of this happens through his will and his wisdom and his understanding, that are clothed in the midas, in the divine midas, kedisa b'medrash, as we find in the medrash, asora dvorim nivra ha'ilam, with 10 things the world was created, chachma b'tvuna v'das, etc. So we see that in the act of creation, to give existence and life, and to conduct the affairs of creation, for this God uses these 10 attributes, 10 things. Kidachsiv Hashem b'chachma yasad oretz, kainin shamayim b'tvuna b'dayte tehemes nifko. God creates, establishes the earth with wisdom, with chachma, and puts together the heavens with wisdom, and with das he creates the depths. So the Altareba brings a pasuk to show how chachma, bina, and das are used in creation. K'maymer Eliyahu, and as we find in the Zohar, where Eliyahu says the afikas asar tikunin, that God brought out 10 tikunin, v'karinon lehein eses svirim, and we call these tikunin, we call them sviris. Tikunim are garments, and these garments are called sviris. And what is the purpose of these tikunin and sviris? La'an hoga behein almin stimin deloiz galyon, in order to conduct the affairs of the hidden worlds that are not revealed, the almond is galyon, and also to conduct the affairs of the revealed world, uvehenis kesias, and in this God himself is hidden. This itself, in this itself, God is concealed. So, the Alter Rebbe is saying that the moshel that we use to describe the oneness of a thing in its source, not the bittle of a thing in its source, but the oneness of a thing in its source, is the relationship between the light and the luminary aspect of the sun, the fact that the sun's purpose is to give light. And this is not to describe to compare the reasons for this oneness, but to use it only as an example of oneness. Today's Hayem Yom, for the first day of Tammuz, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the Rebbe writes, what is the Mesiras Nefesh for Torah scholars? Mesiras Nefesh is described in the Pasuk where it says, when a man dies in a tent, and is interpreted by our sages to mean that a person has to have all his pleasure taking in worldly matters die, to lose interest in taking pleasure from worldly things. Because even slight indulgence in physical delights create obstacles to being completely devoted and dedicated to the tent of Torah.